Right, continuing to deal with all the different issues of a Christian worldview, modesty in clothing in particular is some subjects where angels often fear to tread. You can easily make enemies, you can offend people, you can get accused of being a legalist, but it's a subject that's got to be addressed because, like music, fashions and clothing are having an impact in all kinds of areas of life. And we need to know how to respond as individuals and how to communicate to others and how to disciple folks if we are not discipling and speaking on issues such as the body piercing issue of last night. If we're not discipling on those issues, people will assume it's irrelevant, and it only takes a few years or generation or so and people can come up with some pretty bizarre notions and practices. So let's commit this time to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you, we praise you for your love and mercy. We pray, Lord God, for you to give us wisdom, to give us discernment, help us to rightly divide the word of truth and to rightly understand the signs of the time. Show us how we should behave. Show us, Lord God, how to be effective witnesses for you, if we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to joy to hand over to my wife, Lenora, who normally does not like dealing with things like this, but we talked her into it.
Okay, let me first just say what this is not going to be. In case there's some preconceived notions of, oh, here we go, you're going to tell us how long the skirts need to be and how long the slits need to be on our skirts and all those sorts of ramifications of a talk like this and a title like this. It's not going to be how long your dresses should be. It's not going to be about how short your tops should or shouldn't be and how much of a midriff should be right here. It's not going to be how much jewelry you should wear or whether you should wear jewelry at all. It's not going to be on how high your heels should be. It's not going to be any of these sorts of things. If you've paid any attention to the last several lectures, both last night and today, both from my dad, from Peter, from Tim, and anybody else that I might have missed, we've been dealing with heart issues. And so I would encourage you this morning to see this heart issue as your skeleton. How many of you did biology in high school? Or even in... Okay, so you probably had one of these chappies hanging around the room, one of these skeletons. Okay, just think of him. That's how we're starting. That is the heart issue of some of these things that we're going to deal with. And now what I'm going to give you today in this short time is something to hang onto the skeleton. Peter will give you something else to hang on to it. Dad's already given you some other things to hang on to it, such as not missing your opportunities. There we go. And also the other thing about a talk like this is, please don't feel like I'm looking around the room saying, okay, this applies to her, and it applies to her, and it applies to him for sure. It's not that. It's so that you know effectively why you believe what you believe, and it's for you to be able to effectively deal with friends of yours who may or may not have wise discernment in how they dress in your schools or in your universities, or dare I say, in your youth groups. So it's not so much me telling you what to or what not to do. It's for you to be able to defend and to know intelligently why we say what we say and how Scripture speaks to this. So let my opening passage here be, if you have your Bibles with you, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. Actually, 8 to 9. Because this is not just a group of women, it's a group of men. Who's got an NIV? Okay. What's your heading above where it says chapter 2? What's your heading there? Instructions on worship. Yes, thank you. So let's bear that in mind when we read these next two verses. I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. And in the same breath, I also want women to dress modestly, with decency and propriety, not with braided hair or gold pearls or expensive clothes. And I'll stop there. It does carry on, but for the purposes of today, I'll stop there. So, instructions of worship. So therefore, if the heading is instructions of worship, for men, it's how to pray. Lift your hands up in holiness and pray. And for women, it's how to dress. In other words, how you dress and how you conduct yourself is an offering of worship. I don't know how many times you've stood in front of the mirror in any given morning, whether you're going to church or whether you're going to school, and you've looked at your cupboard and you said, how am I going to worship God today? in what I'm choosing to wear. You've probably thought, oh, I don't feel like green today, or oh, that makes me look so fat, or oh, that's not cool anymore, that was last year's fashions. That's probably what you're thinking. And I identify with that. I have two girls. I understand. It's a normal, natural reaction. Is it wrong? No, not at all. But I'm challenging you to think of worshiping the Lord and being a testimony with what's hanging in your cupboard and with the decisions that you make on a daily basis. Of course, when you go to school, you have a uniform. Ah, but uniforms now, I'm told by seamstresses, the boys come to the dressmaker with the gray school trousers that are at least three sizes too big so that the crotch can sort